The Sporting News said yesterday that the oldest head coaches in baseball and football would share its Sportsman of the Year award. Jack McKeon of the Florida Marlins is the oldest manager in baseball history to lead a team to a World Series title. He's 73 years old. Dick Vermeil led the Kansas City Chiefs to win their first 9 games and clinch an NFL playoff berth. He's 67. Commentator Frank DeFord says this is an era in sports when both the very old and the very young can succeed.
LeBron James has jumped to the NBA and become an instant star at 18. Major League Soccer expects no less of Freddie Adu, signed at age of 14. Andy Roddick goes to number one in men's tennis at 21, but the top players in women's tennis arrive there even younger. And yet this is really a time of the Alpha and Omega. The Red Sox have signed the 37-year-old Curt Schilling to a hefty contract. That, the Sox bet, will mean he'll still be a powerful pitcher at 40. It wasn't that long ago that 39-year-olds were long put out to pasture. Julie Crone, who's already in the Hall of Fame, got back in the saddle and at 40 is one of the elite jockeys in the land. At the same age, Karl Malone is a stalwart for the Lakers, even as he has a daughter playing in the WNBA. And Mark Messier not only stars in the NHL, age 42, but he entered some sort of bizarre double life recently when he left the Rangers to moonlight in an old-timers game. Doug Flutie is accomplishing things that no 41-year-old quarterback ever has. Actually, there are good reasons to account for both. Why the young now get so good so quick, and why the old stay so good so long. First of all, children, boys and girls alike, simply mature physically earlier. They see the pros on TV and copy them. Coaching is better. Once a kid shows promise, he's on the fast track for traveling teams, for all-star camps. The most promising athletes today are forced to specialize early. They play their sport year-round. At the other end of the telescope, athletes today make so much money that there's no encouragement for them to grow up. They stay in shape year-round so their bodies don't go boom and bust. If I had to choose the one who most symbolized this modern model, it would be Martina Navratilova. She first came to prominence when she was all of 16. She became a world champion despite having to deal with all manner of pressure, politics, and publicity. She defected from Czechoslovakia, all the while wrestling with her sexuality, eventually becoming that rare and certainly most prominent athlete to publicly reveal her homosexuality. And then, even as she won a record number of titles, the public gave her short shrift, cheering for Chris Evert. But she persevered, finally retiring at 38 when she was still number 8 in the world. Now at 47, she's back in doubles, winning 7 women's titles this year, as well as 2 Grand Slam mixed doubles. And she looks terrific. Young players are so much fun to watch for their guileless enthusiasm, their sheer talent. But to watch an accomplished old-timer like Navratilova, there is such appreciation evident in them, such understanding of their place and their good fortune. It's where joy meets nobility. And it's a wonderful thing to see.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.